Well, good morning, church, and thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, worship team and Pastor Christian. What a great morning of worship. I want to talk to you today about a topic, and that is love. One of the most common desires humans have is for love. Everyone wants to be loved by someone, and they want someone to love them back, whether it's romantic love or a love for family and friends. The Bible talks a lot about love and the different kinds that we experience in our relationship and our lives, which explains why the heart and theme of the Bible is love, specifically God's love for humankind, resulting in Him sending His only Son to die for us. And great scripture for that is Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. So let me read them for you today. Verse 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." "Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but Him, to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. You see, loving our neighbor is the ultimate display of God's love. And when we really get a grasp on what it means to love our neighbor, we can then love them through interaction or by helping to remove the fear of the unknown. Now, in Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, Jesus explains how love for God, our neighbor, and ourselves should be priorities within our lifestyle. It's not very often that we take food over or dessert over to the new neighbor across the street or spark up a conversation in the person in the lineup behind us at the grocery store, even in these times especially. When I look around our world today, it's full of controversy, violence, and skepticism, which can keep us from branching out. Yet the Bible tells us we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves, which requires an active effort on our part. In an article called The Paramount Issues of Life I just recently read, the author states that you can't work up agape by emotional fervor, as so many people seek to do, and think by this that they are loving God. Recently in the news, there was an article about a volunteer firefighter and a bride who were in the middle of their wedding, and his fire team got a call to a burning home. Now, the story is that their original wedding venue fell through, so they had their wedding at the fire hall. Fair enough. The only condition from the bride was that he was not allowed to go on any calls, so he agreed, which I would say is a very wise decision based on experience. After the ceremony, there was a house fire in the neighboring community, but things seemed to be under control, so the bride and groom finished their wedding photos. But not so long after the wedding photos, a help call came from the neighboring fire department to this groom's fire department, because the fire now became kind of out of control. It was at that time that the bride looked at her husband and said, "You need to go." And so he left his wedding to help another family that he did not know, because they were in need. I want to ask you a question today. Do you love your neighbor enough to leave your wedding or a very important thing in your life? Is there a limit on when we love our neighbors? These are the questions that we have to ask ourselves as we try to move forward to become the type of person that is loving God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. What that looks like to you and your surroundings could be totally different. I'm not quite sure what that is for you, but I know that there were no restrictions. It was to love your neighbor. What does your neighbor look like? Well, it's everyone and whoever is in need. Are you able to help them? Obviously, if you don't have the resources, there's a difference, but you can be there for people. So whatever that looks like in your life, I ask that you pray to the Lord that He will give you the direction. He will give you the wisdom on what it looks like in your life. Only you know that. And that's where you have to come to, where you're reading scripture, where you're reading your Bible, where you're praying and asking for God's direction. So I want to encourage you today to do that. I want you to ask God, well, who is my neighbor? And what does that look like? We're not talking about just your neighborhood. We're talking about bigger things. We're talking about those in the lineups at the grocery store. We're talking about those at the gas pump. We're talking wherever you happen to be. What does that look like for you? And is God speaking to you to reach out and do it that way? So from this point forward, I would ask that as we move forward in our church, especially in this time, in this difficult decision or this difficult era that we're in with the pandemic and all that's going on, I ask that you pray that the Lord and the Holy Spirit will give you direction on what that looks like in your life. And He will do that. You just have to ask. And so I'm asking you today, focus on what that looks like. See if the Lord is speaking to you in your particular situation. And then when that happens, I promise you that when you reach out, when you treat your neighbor as yourself, I guarantee you, you're going to see a difference. If we're all showing love and we're all reaching out and we're all touching others, I believe that that'll make a difference in this world, because right now there's a lot of frustration and anger and hate for all sorts of different reasons. And we need to kind of get a handle on that. So think about it, pray about it, and let me pray for you. Father, thank you for this day. Help us to focus on you. Help us to realize who our neighbor is. Let us ask that question to you. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you will speak to those right now of what they need to do, what that looks like for them in their lives, and what are they able to do. And so we thank you for what you're about to do, what you have been doing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. I want you to be excited about what's happening in July. I sent an email out just last week. We are going to be starting in July. We're going to have social distancing services. What that looks like is going to be different. And so I ask you to look for the information that's going to be coming out soon within the next few weeks on exactly how that's going to roll out. And so we can keep you as safe as possible. We'll make sure we have everything covered. So God bless you, and we will see you next week.